I'm going to bring you some breaking news on Turkey's elections. The leader of the Homeland Party has pulled out of the race. Let's cross straight away to Hashim Harabara, who joins us live from Ankara. Hashim, tell us what more you know at this point.
Nick, so it was a decision by the leader of the Homeland Party, Muharrem Anca, to pull out of this race, saying that he has been accused over the last few days by different parties, which he said they are affiliated with the other rival political parties, what he described as a character assassination. And then he's saying that he's withdrawing from this race for the sake of democracy. And this is quite a significant step now in this election, for the simple reason is that because this is widely seen as a very tight race, Muharrem Anca was likely projected to come third in this election, either after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of the AK Party or Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu Oğlu of the CHP party. Muharrem Anca was a former member of the CHP. He ran in the 2018 elections against Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and he got 30% of the votes. And then when he lost in 2018 a leadership race of the CHP party, he stepped out and he formed his own political party. Until yesterday, the opposition was concerned that Muharrem Anca was going to bite into its own support base. And because, Nick, this is going to be perhaps the toughest race in the modern history of Turkey, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu was pretty much concerned that Anca could be the one who is going to deny him from any chance to win this election. Now, we have to wait and see what happens to the supporters of Muharrem Anca. Are they going to give their voices to the opposition, or are they going to migrate to someone like Sinan Oğan? We have to wait and see. But this is something that is definitely going to change the dynamics of this election. Is it going to be first round? We'll have to wait and see whether it's going to pave the way for a second round. The opposition mainly is in favour of a scenario where it goes to the second round, but is more support to win the election.
So, Anca pulling out could have major implications on the outcome of these elections. Just tell us, just how close is it?
It is so close to the point that people now are talking about the new voters, about 5 million new voters in this elections could have a say. And these are young, new generation voters who are likely seen to be giving their voices to younger candidates. Muharrem Anca is 59 years old. Sinan Oğan is 56 years old. And because this is going to be a tight race, we're up to this point. No one can come out and say he's confident he's going to win the vote. And over the next coming days, it's going to be boiling down to who is going to build bridges with the swing voters. The opposition, particularly Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, who wants to win the presidency and who wants his party to win the parliamentary election. The major obstacle he faces is Muharrem Anca winning more votes. Now, with Muharrem Anca pulling out, he's confident what he's going to do next. He will try to ask Muharrem Anca's people to vote for him for this election. He knows that those votes could definitely determine what happens, particularly during the first round of this election.
Hashim, thanks very much indeed. That's the latest news from Turkey. And that's it from me, Nick Clark. More on our website, aljazeera.com. Bye for now.